So listen to this. Confession of God's word. Because you believe it with your heart and say it with your mouth, will get you into the kingdom. That's how you got in there, right? All right. But learning to confess who you are and what you have been given will bring you into possession of what God in Christ has given you. And these truths will become a living reality and a lifestyle you live every day in every circumstance. In other words, circumstances will not change your lifestyle. When it shows up, you get this truth in your heart. You live this way every day. You don't change with the wind. You don't change with the pressure. You do not change with the circumstances that, you know, because see, God said he will supply your need. God said, I'll never leave you. God said, great is he that's in you, he that is in the world, right? And so you don't allow those things to change you. You just take the word and you keep living the lifestyle of faith, the lifestyle of love, walking in God's grace. Now watch this lifestyle. Although the test and trial will come, but you will live victorious over them, because through your confession, acting on the word will release or has released a created power, God's created power to work in you, through you, and for you. See, when you confess God's word, it releases God's created power to work in you, through you, and for you. And Psalm 91, Amplified Bible said, he that dwelleth in the secret place is the King James, but the Amplified adds on the end of it, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall do what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty, against whose power no foe can withstand. And so we know, I watch this, we know that Satan can't do anything with God. He tried that one time, didn't he? We have it on record, it's written. Jesus told it, said it. I beheld Satan, what? Falling like lightning. That's quick. And you notice that Satan never tried that again? We don't have nowhere on in record, in scripture. I'm sure if he had tried it, God would have told us. But he never, I don't think he even attempted to do it. He found out he's no match for God. Guess what? He do not want you to find out he's no match for you. That's why he tried to make you shame, embarrassed, and all this kind of stuff to confess God's word openly. I'm a new creature. I'm a son of God. But the Bible tells us, hold fast to the confession of your faith. Amen? And once you come into the kingdom of God, once you become a child of God, you should make an all out, it should be your dedication, your consecration, your first and foremost thing you set in order in your life, that I'm gonna find out I'm in the kingdom, and you heard something about God, like the one with the issue of blood, she heard something about Jesus, right? Now that I heard that God was good, and I've been told that God was good, now I'm gonna find out for myself, right? So how am I going to find out? Where will I go? Where will I start looking? Where is the first obvious place to look? Huh? go to Walmart. where will we look? Only place to look is in the book. Amen. And God said it like this. He said in Matthew 6:33, he said, but seek ye first. That's the first thing you do. Seek ye what? First, the kingdom of God. Do what? Seek ye first. Why did he tell me to seek ye first the kingdom of God? God has a way of doing things that's different from everybody else. God has a kingdom that cannot be altered, changed. It is an everlasting kingdom, and you and I have been brought into that kingdom, and you're in that kingdom now. Because Jesus said in Luke 12:32, I believe it is, but he said, fear not, little flock, for it is God's good pleasure to give you what? The kingdom. And so he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Do what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what happened when you do that? All these things. You find out that God, you find out, the Amplified said, Bible says, find out God's way of doing things and being right. You find out what God's kingdom is about. And you've been brought into it. And the Bible tells us that God is what? Good. The Lord is good to all. His tender mercy over all his what? Works. Amen. So you seek out. You find out, seek the first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things. What thing? The good thing. Every good gift, every perfect gift is where? From above, and cometh down where? From the Father of light. Light, I see all these lights on. That means I can see you, you can see me. But what about those things that is done in the dark? Is God is involved in that? Cometh down from the Father of light. In whom? Notice what it says. In whom there is no variableness, neither what? Shadow of turning. Hallelujah. The shadow of turning.